There were parents and teachers in the audience, but mostly students, and when I hit the stage, they all sprang to their feet. What a warm welcome and what a relief. I can do this, I thought to myself as I looked out at them clapping and cheering. In preparing my speech, I decided to use four principles that guide our mission at my Dollywood Foundation for the Imagination Library. In our foundation work, we talk about the values we'd like to instill in children from birth to kindergarten and beyond. As I reviewed these four guiding points, I discovered that they really apply to all people of all ages. We were simply saying in our foundation that these ideas should start when children are small. In fact, I believe that if you get it right with children when they're young, then it becomes a part of their character for life. So I wrote a speech about these ideals and delivered it from my heart. When I finished speaking, I received a standing ovation. I can honestly say that was the most rewarding applause that I have ever received. As I wrote this book, I reviewed the speech over and over. And no matter how many accolades I received for it, I felt it didn't say everything that I could or should have said. Probably if I'd made a longer speech, people in the audience would have walked out and started texting their friends saying, "I wish you'd shut up so we can go party." This book covers more of what I wish I had said. Whatever your station in life, I hope you glean something from this little book that inspires you to dream of doing more with your life, learn from everything you see and do, care for everyone and everything that crosses your path, be more than you ever dreamed you could become. There's a star in all of us. We're all diamonds in the rough. We're little engines chugging down the line. There are dreams we hold inside. Wait until the time is right, so keep the faith. You'll have your time to shine. Let nobody block your path. Allow nothing to distract the passion and desire inside your heart. There is nothing you can't do. There's no dream that can't come true with faith and love and trust enough to start. So celebrate the dreamer in you. Only you can make it come true. Dream more, learn more, care and be more. Wishes do come true. Celebrate the dreamer in you. Chapter 1. Dream More. The magic is inside you. There ain't no crystal ball. Don't ask me how I feel about dreaming unless you really have some time to listen. Since my early childhood, I felt like my dreams were the foundation of my drive to accomplish all the things I love. It was a dream that made me feel dressed up when I just had old hand-me-down ragged clothes. A dream that filled me up with desserts of candy and cake when all we had was sweet thoughts, cornbread, and molasses. Dreams took me from a shack at the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains to Nashville, and then to Hollywood, and then around the world, like Cinderella and the Fairy Godmother all combined in glitter, high heels, and hair. It's a long way from the foothills of the Smoky Mountains to the top of the world, but I'm here, much to my delight and thanks to the love and support of many fine people. I don't take any of it or them for granted. I know that I am living the all-American dream. But chasing your dreams happens everywhere, and there are dreamers like me all over the world. It makes me proud and humble to hear them say that my life has inspired them in some way. While I'm proud of what I've done, the older I get, the more humble I feel. Yes, I've worked hard. Yes, I've been lucky. And yes, I've been truly blessed, but I always count my blessings far more than I ever count my money. I asked my mother once why she thought God let me be so successful and didn't give the same opportunities to many of my family when some of them are far more talented than I am. And she said, "God has His purpose for everybody. And we all have our own journey to walk." And she said she thought God knew that I'd be willing to share. Well, I always pray that I have enough to share and some to spare. And so far, God's obliged me. I still struggle with how to help my kinfolks be more successful in music. And I suffer sometimes from a guilt complex about my own success, feeling that so many of them are so deserving. But I ask God to lead and to direct us all and to just let me be there when I'm needed, if I'm needed, and as I'm needed. And I pray their dreams will eventually all come true.